Yeah.
And that's what kind of makes a good lawyer, but in between that...
We're on. You can talk into the mic about lawyers.
Oh, they don't need to hear me talking about what I think about, lawyers.
I can't hear you. You're not...
What, you can't hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? Richie, talk?
Hello?
Adjust your... Hello? Talk more.
Hello?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Jesus.
I was just talking about how in Serial they made it clear that there's a
Yeah, no, we need all the booze. We need all the booze we can get tonight.
Large gap in good lawyers and bad lawyers. This won't be the crux of the podcast, but there's a bunch of lawyers who get court appointed, and they don't.
Let's
have
get to brass tacks.
I mean, there should have been a lawyer that somehow put a stop to the many saints of Newark.
All right, thank you for getting me out of this.
God damn,
we all went and saw it today.
Shit,
God,
we all went and saw it. We went to the theater.
So there's two parts of it, in my opinion.
Packed theater.
We'll get into both, and you start wherever you feel like, but there's two parts. One part is that it's just a bad movie.
Yes, it's simply a bad movie, and then you're watching a bad movie, and you're watching them rape the best thing ever made on Earth.
Yes. I was telling Richie, it felt like they somehow magically and very graciously brought my grandmother back to life. And I was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen my grandmother in so long. I love her. I want to hug. And then instead of letting me hug her, they just, like, pissed on her.
Yeah. Yeah, they shoved their hand up her ass. And they turned her into a fucking, Sopranos coon. The entire movie was Sopranos coons. It was a bunch of people doing just, like horrific parody impressions of Sopranos characters.
I don't even know where to start.
The guy who plays Silvio should be human sacrificed for the sanctity of art. They should take him out. They should tie him to a street pole in Newark, and people should throw tomatoes at him until he turns into a bolognese. They should grind him up, and he should be turned into a marinara sauce. That fucking guy did a Mad TV level impression of Silvio, who, by the way, apparently Silvio is 90 years old when he's 17. He's a bald, fat man. And, in The Sopranos, Silvio's only like a year or two older than Tony. But somehow in this movie, Silvio is Paul Giamatti and Tony's like 17.
No, like...
And they grow into it.
Silvio's he's like a handsome guy. Like, he's kind of a stud. If you turn on season one, it's like, oh, Silvio's a handsome guy. He's a cool guy. He's a stud. They made him like a weird Three Stooges fucking
he's
troll.
He's like Nosferatu in the movie. It doesn't make any fucking sense you don't give a shit about The Sopranos. Silvio makes no sense. And then they got Big Pussy, played by David Ortiz. They got this fucking like Dominican guy playing Pussy. Paulie is played by like just a complete clown. Doesn't seem like Paulie whatsoever. I can't get over Silvio though. It stunk. I wanted to grab something and just choke it to death.
The whole time I've never had a worse experience in a theater.
It was the most excruciating experience of my life ever in a theater. Yeah, ever.
I love
bad
movies. I watch bad movies every day, all the time. I watch three bad movies a day. I watch time travel movies that were made for low budget, and they only got released on Amazon Prime, and it's a very foggy story, and I watch that kind of shit. I have kind of a good time watching them. In the theater this time, I sat there in such a level of misery that I can't even articulate it properly because I've never felt anything like
it. Me neither, man.
It was dread, anxiety, it was depression.
No, we drove to the movie like we were all going to a funeral. Mm-hmm. And then the movie starts, and you might as well be at a funeral where they dig up the body and like break bones and like and they take shits on the skull. It was the most excruciating movie theater experience of my life. I could immediately tell the entire crowd was people that got into The Sopranos during the pandemic because of memes.
I can't
or like
stand this.
TikToks.
I can't stand this. There's this, there's a new generation of this weird type of internet Sopranos fans that found The Sopranos during the pandemic, or maybe it's just the internet in general, these youngsters that are going out there and going, oh, this isn't, this show is a commentary like, on life.
Tony's like depressed, but like he has to kill. It's like kind of deep. Like
that's what people, everyone at the theater was laughing at anything said. It, we watched it with mongoloids. We were watching a movie with mongoloids.
Yeah.
It was a horrendous experience.
They were laughing just because they recognized the character.
They go, oh, that's how Big Pussy says that. In the show, Silvio does that. So, like, that's, like, I don't know why I'm doing it as a Hispanic person or whatever that voice is, but it just...
There is a population of Hispanic guys that came there who apparently thought it was going to be, like, Scarface.
There were a lot of Mexican kids that were there. They're like, Tony's, like, but he's, like, Dickie is, like, his mentor, and that's, like, a father figure, but, like, we don't know, like, how Tony became Tony.
But not, like, blood, though. Like, it's a surrogate father?
But it's not, like, a blood father, because, like, Johnny Soprano, like, wasn't there for him.
And he has, like, to rise up,
but,
bro.
Like, but
God, it was so depressing. It was so fucking depressing. When the Sopranos theme song came on at the end of the movie, I wanted James Holmes to walk into the theater dressed as Silvio and take us all out of our misery. I wanted him to just annihilate the crowd.
Because you guys think that wig is funny? Look, I'm wearing it.
He goes, no, hey,
I have a gun.
Look at my wig. I mean, the decision to just completely rape Silvio with the hair... it's also just a horrendous movie. You don't even feel like they're in the mafia for like the first hour of the movie. They just seem like guys in suits wandering around New Jersey. And then black dudes are around. I wanted the black people to genocide the Soprano family. I was like, the Soprano shouldn't even exist. These black people should have literally genocided the entire Soprano family.
Now, I never thought in my entire life that I would want to see all my favorite characters get killed in mass in like a vicious, like in a massacre.
I wanted the entire family to be lined up like that scene in The Pianist when the Nazis just kill the whole line of people.
Like just against the wall.
Uncle Junior in the movie is apparently Uncle Junior's like a gay man. Uncle Junior's like effeminate and not funny in any way. And
well, Silvio is apparently Bill Murray from Kingpin.
No, yes. Yes, exactly.
It's like an airplane sketch. It's literally like a David Zucker movie. Like Silvio, his wig, he's like killing a guy, but his wig falls off, and he's like, being wacky.
The Sopranos movie with Silvio, played by Leslie Nielsen. It was quite, you know how bad the movie is? Michael Gandolfini might be the best part of the movie.
And he wasn't bad at all.
God
bless that kid. No, he was awesome.
Tried his best, man. He was a part of a fire. He was a part of a fucking garbage fire. Yeah. He tried his best. He still wasn't great. He's doing like a lispy Italian voice.
Nobody was good. Nobody. Yeah,
no, nobody was. Honestly, actress in the movie was Livia. The Italian Guma and Livia.
Livia, maybe.
And they all sucked still.
Everybody sucks.
There's a storyline with Dickie Moltisanti's Guma, which is horrendous.
By the way, spoiler alert.
Oh, this whole podcast is spoilers. Because honestly, no one should see it. I want the Men in Black to come in here and take a picture of me that like erases my memory.
I walked out of the theater.
I never want to think of that movie again.
I walked out of the theater and Devin looked at me and he started going off on it. And I go, hey, man, I'm just going to pretend like I never, that didn't happen.
I wish
I'm going to pretend like that just simply never happened.
What are you supposed to do?
I go, hey, Devin, I'm going to say we just saw The Eternals and we had a good time and let's just leave here.
I'm not kidding. I think I think Geely might be a better movie.
It was the worst movie that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just because it's related to the greatest thing ever made. And it's like, if you don't even make a mildly amusing movie, I mean, I can't. But every Joey Diaz, every scene, he's like looking into the camera.
No, there was a scene where Joey Diaz made some kind of comment where he was joking, and then they go, "Oh, what are you, some kind of comedian?" And it literally felt like they did this. What are you, some kind of comedian?
Exactly.
Oh, where they just looked right into the camera. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was just like, why would you think that's worthy of a Sopranos movie?
Makes no sense. They should have had a fucking Spotify ad pop up for like Uncle Joey's Joint now on Spotify and then just go back into the movie.
I was shocked they didn't have like him with the bong in every scene. Like it was just going to be a silly, wacky pop cultural reference.
Yeah, you know, Joey Diaz in the movie is just like, you know, like a doctor.
Monday morning bong.
Chiba chews, dog. Like a doctor. Nah, Johnny Soprano. Like I eat a Chiba chew every morning like a doctor. And you're like, this is the Sopranos movie? I'm very confused. Literally, I feel raped. It's the worst. Honestly, the worst I've ever felt throughout a movie. Every scene Silvio was on screen, I like raised my hands in the air and I had to massage my temples. And I can't get over how bad the movie is. It's so slow and flat. Dickie Moltisanti is a meaningless character. Yeah. He sucks. The Michael Imperioli narration is horrendous. Mm. There's all these Sopranos nods that like only a retard would like get excited about. It's horrible.
You know what's funny is that we were in the theater.
Horrible.
We would have people, you know.
If you think it's even a mediocre movie, you should be shot in the street. You've never understood how good The Sopranos is. If you think the movie's like okay, how dare you?
If you think the movie's a 3 out of 10, you should be
if
killed.
If it's a 3 to you, it's yes. Should literally be like executed.
It doesn't even deserve to be
but
rated.
You know what's funny?
No one should rate it.
We're sitting there in the theater and there's people clapping, and the whole time Devin is, you can see him, and I am doing this too, but I'm quietly seething. I got steam coming out of my ears. But you can see Devin. He's physically like writhing around in his seat. And his girlfriend is going like, Devin, relax.
She's like telling me to stop. And I'm like, fuck it. You better watch out. I'll treat you like Dickie Moltisanti's Kuma.
Devin's girlfriend is actually telling him like, please relax.
Relax. And I'm like, shut up. I'm like, this is happening right now. I have to take in how this is going. It's driving me crazy.
And then there's people in the theater laughing hard at jokes.
Every scene, not even a joke. The guy behind us, like Dickie would be like, Tony, go home. And the guy would be like, ha, ha, ha. He told Tony to go home.
And Devin will like, he'll be just squirming and he's got his fucking hands in his hair. And he looks at me and I'm just going like, yeah, I know. I get it, dude. Like, don't even look at me.
I didn't even
want to
get into
miserable
it.
That I'm just like, don't even engage me. And then I just going like, please, Devin, relax. Please, please. And then, you know, Richie's over here hammered. He's got chicken tenders in his pocket somehow that he's smuggled in from Barney's Beater. But then we leave the theater after all this misery.
And we see these kids walk by.
Oh, God.
These, like, 20-year-old kids. They walk by. They go like, when Paulie said, dude, not my jacket. I just got this jacket. I fucking died, dude. That was so great. That movie kicked ass. And I watched them walk by, and I felt like I might as well be levitating and dead. I might as well be dead. I don't understand any reality that I see anymore. I want to kill myself. I want to kill myself.
So, no.
I don't want to be alive anymore for things like this. If they can ruin The Sopranos in a way, now they don't ruin The Sopranos, obviously. But if I like the fact that anything was related to The Sopranos that was that bad. And well, I have to live through that day and age. I am so done.
Nothing can be pure anymore.
Nothing can just last, man.
The one thing that was still pure in our generation was The Sopranos and David Chase. And then they simply couldn't let it go.
You know that?
And for fuck's sake, Chase. For fuck's sake. You didn't write that, first of all. And then second of all, Alan Taylor, gave it to somebody else, man. It's just like, come.
I just don't know what they have on David Chase.
You have $1 billion, Chase.
Why'd that happen? Why did this happen? Why? It was like watching like Patrice if he kept living, and he's all of a sudden like putting on dresses in Madea. Yeah. He's in like a Madea movie and you're like, I'm going to kill myself. You're like, I'm literally going to kill myself. Yeah. This is going against everything I've ever known and believed and taken comfort in. I can't. There were moments throughout the movie where my head was spinning. I'm just like, I can't believe like that's Tony and that's Uncle Junior. And you're hearing like Michael Imperioli do voiceovers. He's like, he suffocated me. My uncle. And I'm just like, I can't believe this. I can't believe I'm alive for this.
It's there's nothing closer to me in my formative years than The Sopranos. So this is the most personal kind of creative thing that I enjoyed. And then to see something just completely bastardize it. And I came into it going like, I'm going to separate this from the show. I'm not going to take it personal. I know it's going to be bad. And then I went there and all of that went out the fucking window because it immediately was just like, no, you can't help it. It's just, this is so fucking bad.
It sucked immediately.
And it's so close.
It was immediately shitty.
And they're using so much of The Sopranos in it.
Also,
the quotes.
It makes no sense. They go like, oh, no. Dickie and Tony had a bond that was unshakable. And then they go, they show you the bond, and it's Dickie, like, just punching Tony as a kid. Like, hey, come on. You better go to school. You
know, yeah, come on.
And Tony's like, all right,
Uncle. He said he'd give me $500.
All right, Uncle Dick. I will. And, I mean, horrendous. Also, apparently, you know, Tony Soprano almost killed a ice cream truck owner, threw him out of a moving car just so he and his buddies could go to the park and hand out free ice cream.
Yeah.
One of the worst scenes I've ever seen. Then another scene that
there's no context.
No context. Then another thing that was the... You want to know what you do? Why don't you show Tony robbing the card game?
Right.
I don't give a hard.
Why not that scene?
But I'm glad they didn't though, because they would have just ruined that too.
That would have been ruined. And also, apparently, Dickie Moltisanti has visions of coaching a blind baseball team.
This was the most.
I mean, do you hear what we're saying, folks?
At this point, Richie literally said out loud, "He goes." What the fuck's going
what
on here?
I thought I was watching a sketch. It felt like a sketch comedy.
You know, it felt like a cutaway scene in a Family Guy episode where Dickie Moltisanti.
And then the guy goes, Dickie, the blind kids, they have this like great game.
It's like a joke.
And then the players, the moms and parents run up to Dickie and they go, you're a real saint, Dick.
Yeah. Oh,
I couldn't believe that.
Let's slow down for a sec because here's what it is. Dickie is in the middle of a conversation with somebody, and he's explaining...
With Ray Liotta, the twin brother, apparently.
Yeah, and so this guy's in prison, so he thinks he can kind of lie to him a little bit. And he goes...
Yeah, right.
He goes, what are you into? What is your passion? And he goes, well, I coach a blind baseball team. And then it cuts to this weird...
It seems like a dream sequence, so maybe, okay, you can argue that, whatever.
No, it was a fantasy sequence.
It was
a dream sequence.
All right.
But regardless, it was just like, why are you inserting a Family Guy, Airplane, David Zucker-level dream sequence into a movie that is based on The Sopranos? It cuts to a scene where there is a 12-year-old baseball pitcher throwing a ball that has like a buzzer on it so that it's all blind baseball. So it's a blind pitcher. It's a
blind child baseball pitcher
throwing a ball, and it's going like beep, beep, beep. And then a kid, a blind batter, can hear the beeping, and then he hits it. And then a blind fielder can hear the ball and he can catch it. And then Dickie Moltisanti is going like, oh, yes, I'm coaching the
team.
He's
like, shortstop.
The blind baseball players were a metaphor for David Chase and everybody. They that's who they wanted the crowd to be. They were like, maybe if they're blind, we'll get away with this. It's horrendous, and it did nothing but do horrific examples and storylines of already famous Sopranos scenes that were ambiguous, and they showed you them and you go, I never wanted to see that reenactment.
Yeah.
The Johnny Soprano shooting Livia's beehive that Janice talks about in Sopranos home movies. That scene was terrible. You're like, what? That's not how they said it happened. Like,
he shoots her because she's going off about Tony playing football.
Yeah, like not even because like.
Why
he's
would
sick
Johnny
of,
give a shit about that?
No, it made no sense.
Why would he care enough to shoot her in like sword of the head?
Yeah, you think he's shooting her in the head? Like,
why would he
care?
The
story from Janice
that makes no sense.
There was so much mystery behind it. And it was so perfect. It was the fact that we didn't have all the details. She heard it secondhand from somebody else. It was like, oh, this, what? Johnny, wow, what the hell? Johnny and Livia had a weird relationship. That's something interesting.
Right.
And then you see how they just give it to you.
They don't do anything with Johnny and Livia's relationship at all.
Think about this real quick. Livia's supposed to be on these pills that Tony's apparently like trying to get from Dickie. That's like a big plot of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's trying to get these pills for this woman who's apparently crazy, but then she cares about her son not getting hurt in football. That's not crazy at all. And then she gets shot. Not literally in the head, but the beehive story, the culmination
of that.
And she's
got like cartoonish smoke coming out of her beehive.
She's supposed to be hysterical. She's supposed to be nuts. She's supposed to be crazy.
No, Livia wasn't even that crazy.
David Chase's mom.
Based on the flashbacks in The Sopranos of Livia as a young woman, she wasn't even as crazy as those flashbacks.
Who loved getting the pork for free because, you know, the Satriales wouldn't pay.
Yes.
Like, this is a sick woman.
The movie literally would have been better if every...
What the fuck are we talking about?
The movie would have been better... The Many Saints of Newark would have been better if every character was played literally by a duck. That would have been like a cooler... Like a duck. Yeah. Tony's ducks.
Yeah.
And it's voiced by like an actor.
And they just had it be voiced by an actor and every character's a duck in a suit. Oh, man. That's like some Wes Anderson cutesy shit. And that would have been immediately better. What we got was a live-action, remarkable hunk of shit. And a big spoiler about the end. Oh, apparently, Uncle Junior has Dickie Moltisanti killed because Dickie giggled when Uncle Junior falls, which in the scene in the movie doesn't make any sense because Uncle Junior literally can't see Dickie. He's writhing in pain.
Now you can't see him, but it's still just as fucking dumb.
Whatever. Even if he can or can't, it's
he
like,
can't. They never even in the movie show Junior
he looks over at
He looks at Dickie.
Yeah, he does.
He makes a comment in that scene.
Regardless, it's
absurd.
No, so
it's still shitty writing.
And Uncle Junior's gay.
Pretty much.
He's very weird and
there's
gay.
There's a comment about him being like, "Oh, yeah, any excuse not to fuck."
He doesn't make Uncle Junior's like neurotic and quirky, but he's a psychopath.
There's a whole episode
and he's
about
a mean. He's a mean fuck, and in this whole movie, he's like this like wacky fucking like Larry David character. I don't know what it was.
We're also glossing over the big ending here, which is that Junior ends up being the guy who
kills Dickie.
Right. So the entire thing in The Sopranos is that Tony finds Chris and goes like, "Hey, here's the guy that killed your dad. He's this dirty cop, and now you have to go kill him for me as like this is a job." But it's not instead of being like, "Hey, here's a hit, Chris," he goes, "I'm doing you a favor, Chris." He's manipulating Chris, which is like the classic Tony sociopath move. So in the show, in the movie, I mean, they end up digging into that. What's this going to be? Is there an actual undercover cop that, you know, they bring in who actually killed him? And you find out the big reveal is that it was Corrado Soprano. And the reason that he did it is because Dickie kind of giggled a little bit when he slipped on a...
Yeah, and it's not even a big thing. It's not a thing in any way. Like,
it does not earn that.
Dude, I almost want to cry right now. I'm so sick of this type of shit happening. I'm so sick of living in this reality where, like, why does everything have to get ruined? Like, why can't we get one thing that just stands the test? Like,
nothing's
the Sopranos
pure.
Obviously not ruined. It's still the greatest thing ever. But like, I don't even like knowing that for the rest of my life I will have to like talk about this with people, or somebody will mention that Sopranos movie, and I'm just like, God damn it, man.
No, many citizens.
Nothing can remain pure. And we had a pure thing, and that now it's like not really that, not as pure.
You keep saying pure. It's pure.
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 All right, I'm sorry. Pure.
Pure. Say pure.
Am I wrong?
No, he's saying pure.
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 Are you purposely saying it the wrong way?
Pure.
Try to say pure.
Pure.
Pure. Pure.
No.
With a pew.
Pew. Pew. Pure. Say pew. Pure.
You guys are saying it wrong.
Joe's trying to gaslight us. The word pure.
You guys have low ACT score.
Pure? You're saying pure.
You're like, it's pure.
Pure. Say pure. You've said pure before.
Well, you know.
What is going on with you?
Let's
right now?
Focus on how to say pure.
Why? That's not the word. It's pure. Say pure. Pure. Just try it.
Let's spend more time on how to say pure.
I mean, why do you keep saying pure?
The word pure.
Is this a Dakota thing?
Yeah, what is this? I never even knew Joey said that.
That's a poker thing, I think.
Pure?
Yeah, in poker, everyone goes, that's pure. That's pure.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
You guys are a bunch of uncultured losers. So you can't. You don't know it. You don't know it. You're a bunch of bums.
I'm headed towards.
Regardless, what the fuck was my point about pure in the first place?
Nothing.
There's nothing can be
pure
anymore.
What was I saying? That
nothing can stay pure anymore.
Oh yeah.
Don't.
No. Yeah. I mean, what is this? It's like we had this one thing. We thought we had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
And
they
now
took
forever.
It away from
now
us.
When I watch The Sopranos, I'm gonna be like, I mean, this is still the greatest thing ever, but I'm gonna be like, yeah, and Uncle Junior's supposed to have killed Dickie the whole
right,
time.
Yeah.
Or it's gonna be like I really want to erase this from my memory.
And guess what? I would have loved that if you gave me a good enough
a good
reason,
movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a good movie and then give me a good reason for why Corrado would have done that. I would have been thrilled.
Yeah,
that's like an interesting, but they didn't give us that. They gave us the worst version of that ever.
Yeah.
Oh, mother of fuck, dude.
remember when Tony's at that, like,
I can't even believe it. I zipped my shirt up. I didn't want anyone to see that
guy
I was.
Who came up
I have a Satrial shirt. I didn't want anyone to see that I cared about the show because I was like, this is horrendous. And I zipped
the one guy came up to us in the lobby.
Junior fell.
He was like
that.
An Armenian kid or something.
Yeah,
he was
like,
trying to be cool.
This Armenian kid like heard us shitting on it, but he came up to us and he was like, what do you guys think like happened at the end? And we were like, I mean, Uncle Junior killed him or whatever.
It was like, well, Uncle Junior hired a guy.
And then he was like, yeah, like, I wonder what that means.
What are those
like,
pills in their pocket?
He goes, what about the pills? And we were like yeah.
For Olivia.
Olivia.
And he's like, yeah, like, it was flawed, but it was still pretty good. And I wanted, Richie and I both made a joke. We wanted to be like,
get out of here.
Get out! Like, I just wanted to like flip out on him.
Get out of here.
He was being nice guy, but I wanted to just turn into a werewolf and be like, get out of here.
You incredible Hulk.
I can't take this right now.
I was just trying to be so nice.
What, you like, watched a couple episodes? Huh?
No, like, I almost said to him, like, well, heck. Did you know that was based on a TV show?
Honestly, I'm sure a lot of people that watched it tonight were like, yo, dude, like, that movie we saw tonight? Like, there's a show.
That could be a TV show, bro. Like,
I wonder why.
There's so many people at home right now, and they're like, yo, dude, there's, like, 6 seasons of that movie we saw.
I
could see that as a show.
I could see that, and, like, honestly, this James Gandolfini guy, he's doing, like, a decent job of what that other kid did. Like, they think he's like, they're like, he needs to prove something to me, though. He's not as good as Michael Gandolfini.
I gotta say, like, I wonder.
The guy playing Silvio should be shot in the street, by the way.
I hate that piece of shit.
And he was good in Not Fade Away, but the way he played it was sickening.
Remember,
and you made him bald. Fuck you.
In that warehouse where Tony's knocking on it, you know, wanting to get
his that really important
when Sylvia walks out, his hands are like literally just spread out.
Yep. Yeah.
It was just, it just
Sylvia was a cartoon character.
It was so fun. Every single scene with Sylvia and Pauly. These guys have no idea. Like
when he kills the black dude and his toupee is falling off. I mean,
yeah, the toupee that never existed for six seasons.
Unbelievable. That no one in the entire Sopranos universe commented on. No one went, hey, Syl, you used to be a bald Paul Giamatti guy.
Sylvia was the little Steven. Steven Van Zandt, he's the coolest fucking guy in the world. That's the whole point of him. That's why they casted him.
Yep.
He did a speech at like a rock and roll Hall of Fame award show where David Chase happened to see it, and little Steven went up and did a speech, and David Chase goes like, God damn, that was the coolest fucking guy that I've ever seen. Let me see if he'll do my show, even though he's never acted. But he seems like from that speech, maybe he has the ability to act. So he contacted little Steven. They had a conversation, and it worked out. Based on the premise of this guy's going to play the coolest guy in the show. And then the guy they cast as Silvio is literally
like
the
dweeb.
Biggest dweeb loser ever.
Yep. Yep. That's the thing. Yeah, they didn't cast a cool guy. They make Silvio an idiot.
They just completely changed the character.
Yep.
They completely.
Well, you know, they didn't. You know, that actor brought that to the set.
What? Yeah.
And because David Chase had little to nothing to do with the movie, apparently, for whatever fucking reason, he never spoke to anybody, that they just let that happen. They go, yeah, you go ahead and you go ahead and ruin an iconic character's history with your little acting decision to make him have a toupee. You fucking goddamn you. How dare you? That's like rewriting the Bible. You should be fucking slaughtered. This is a little too violent. I don't mean that.
No, that's not too far.
You know what? It's not too far. You ruined my life.
You ruined
Kobe's
my life.
Kobe's already dead. How the fuck do I deal with this hunk of living zombie shit? I'd rather every one of the Sopranos died in a helicopter crash than make this fucking movie. Sucks. Fuck you. God damn you! How dare you ruin something that great?
It honestly felt like somebody designed the movie to bastardize every part of The Sopranos that we loved.
Who are you yelling at right now?
Dave? I don't know.
God, he's yelling at the sky.
Everybody. The fucking man in the sky. This guy's hated me for a while now. Who cares? Literally, but who cares? This is like...
I'm honestly in a weird
Eminem
way.
Eminem doing Revival.
In a weird way, I'm more annoyed that the movie at its crux sucks. Like, forget Soprano. Like, the Sopranos additions are just it's just like piling on. You know, you just feel like as a fan, you're just getting beat up.
Right.
But the fact that it just sucks.
No, I thought it was going to be
just a shit movie.
I thought it was going to be like at least a mediocre movie with like Sopranos stuff in the background, but they weren't going to be doing this wink wink thing to the camera the whole time. But instead, the movie was the opposite. It's like a terrible movie. You don't give a shit about the Newark riots or the race aspect or anything. There's nothing worked on whatsoever.
Yeah.
And instead, most of the movie is just incredibly cheesy, wink wink, like, don't you remember this line or what we mean by this? Oh, look, there's a bird in the garage when Dickie kills his dad, and that's why Christopher is cursed when he gets made. Like, I don't want to know that. I want to keep wondering why that bird is there when I watch The Sopranos, because the reason you came up with sucks a dick.
Yeah.
The reason you came up with all these things that, like, explained shit in The Sopranos that was ambiguous sucks fucking dick. And I could tell you, the David Chase, and it wasn't, you guys didn't think about this on some level like you did The Sopranos. David Chase admitted some family emergency happened, so he didn't direct The Sopranos movie, which is like, well, then why are you even making it? Did you kill somebody and like HBO is exploiting you and blackmailing you? Why are you making this if you can't direct your Sopranos movie? And you fucking didn't hire any cast members. You didn't hire any of the crew.
Editing.
You didn't hire editors. You didn't speak to anybody.
He wasn't even there during it.
Like, what are we talking about? What the fuck is that?
The reason a lot of those things in The Sopranos are great for the ambiguity is because in life you think too much into something that maybe means something and maybe it doesn't.
Which The Sopranos understood, and instead they decided to explain half the shit.
They explained
I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, like, the Entourage movie is better than this movie.
The Sex and the City movie. The Sex and the City movie sequel is better than this movie.
Because they already suck.
It's more watchable.
They already suck.
At least they know that they suck.
They know they suck.
Ugh. Pathetic. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't even know what we just did tonight. I literally don't know what we... I can't believe what we just went through.
Knowing that David Chase, I believe, had nothing to do with this movie for the most part, I feel safe to say that everyone involved in this movie should kill themselves.
Yep. Everybody that was one
I
of the...
I might be like a Rupert Pupkin kind of guy. I might hunt... David Chase.
Every single person playing one of the young Sopranos was a massive abomination.
Michael Gandolfini, I'd spare his life just Gandolfini's son.
He's fine.
Everyone else should fucking be
the guy
murdered.
Who played Pauly?
Oh my God, I'd just
horrendous.
Love to torture him. I'd love
horrendous.
To I don't know. I don't
clown.
Even know what movie you're talking about where he
fucking
was
fucking clown.
I'd love to torture him.
Oh, that's Billy Magnussen. He's the kid in Boardwalk Empire. That she uses because he's a lookalike. He looks like Jimmy, and she drowns him.
Toward the end.
Yeah, but it's not like some master class in
that's
acting.
It?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know him from.
Okay, he can die.
But he's in the Sopranos, fucking being a fucking Italian coon.
And he's also the reason for the ball.
Fuck you. I can't believe how bad that was. Coon?
Italian coon.
No, but here's the thing. I'm trying to rework it so it's not racist.
No, I know.
Only
that's
towards
what
black
I'm saying.
People.
Italian coon.
The whole movie looked. It felt like Italian face.
Italian coon.
The
Italian
movie was.
Face.
It was nonstop Italian face.
That's pretty.
Everyone in the movie is just
really
like
that.
Everyone in the movie is
really
like, oh, that. I'm nothing more than a meatball covered in ragu. Oh, my name is Pauly Walnuts Mozzarella Stick.
You can say I'm a little extra bones in the
field. Oh. Something's going on with your wire. Maybe it's because
it's all
tied up and coiled.
Whatever.
Who cares? But yeah, the whole movie is just fucking...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Corey Stoll, real Italian. Corey Stoll. Ugh.
Yeah.
God damn you!
Stick to being in open relationships, Corey.
Yeah, the whole reason The Sopranos was good in the first place is because they cast a bunch of real dirty eye ties.
Yeah.
Right. They're actual fuck-ups.
And theater actors.
And somehow they found dirty eye ties that were also, like, thespians.
Yeah.
Yes. Rosalie, like did, you know, Broadway plays her whole life. Like, these people are not on Broadway, but, like, off Broadway. Like, these people were, like, you know, acting. Like, they are masterful
actors. They were
actors.
Trying very hard.
And now we get this movie, The Many Saints of Newark, and it's, hey, what would a movie be like if a bunch of trust fund kids pretended to be tough? You know the problem with the fucking movie? There wasn't a strong silent type in it. There's not a single Gary Cooper in The Many Saints of Newark. It's a bunch of fucking kids. It's a bunch of little kids playing dress up and pretending to be mobsters and like reworking this already brilliant thing we've had as their own. And it's an abomination. It's a fucking abomination.
Yeah.
it's one of the worst things I've ever seen. And I honestly, I can't tell you right now if I've ever had a more uncomfortable movie going experience in my life.
Because
The Sopranos is so special to me. I couldn't believe how atrocious this was.
Yeah.
And I want to fucking, I want to jump off a bridge like Vin McKazian. It's for the Sopranos fans. It's not for you fucking the people that were laughing at the movie today. Anyone in that theater that was laughing and enjoying that, oh my, I don't care. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if it's your last week on Earth and you're just trying to have a little joy.
I was suicidal.
If it was my last week on Earth, like if I knew I was dying and I went and saw that and I'm supposed to just like still have some positive outlook, I would still be like, you know what? Can we speed up the death? Kill me. Kill me. They had a Buddhist angle, like Ray Liotta's in prison. He's getting into Buddhism, yeah. And obviously that's some hint at the Kevin Finnerty, the Buddhist shit. Like, there's all these forced fucking Sopranos so angles. Oh, it was so forced.
For also non-Sopranos forced angles, with Ray Liotta's character being like, I'm a big jazz head.
Mm-hmm.
I was a murderer who, you know, who knows when he got actually sentenced, but we can assume it's in the mid-30s, but I'm into Buddhism and I'm into jazz.
Dude, it was so, everything was so deliberate. Like, it was all so deliberate.
Yeah.
They're telling you what they're doing while they're doing it the entire time.
Ugh.
Also, Dickie Moltisanti is like a atrocious character. He's not Tony Soprano level where you like where you're like, oh man, this guy's under a lot of stress. Like he's actually a good guy. It's not the type of thing where you're like, he's actually a good guy, but he's just in the mob and he's trying to teach people. He's a awful person. He's not funny. He's not interesting. There's no depth of character. He kills his father. He kills his girlfriend. He sucks. He's not interesting in any way.
So the whole point of the movie, by the way, was this. It was this entire theme. You could see like David Chase outline this, but then it just never got written in a graceful way. But David Chase's entire idea, you could tell, was that, okay, we have the Sopranos, and you could see, you found out that Tony killed Chris, and there were all these different tragedies that happened within the show. And then so what this movie's supposed to show you is that here's why they were like the way that they are. And so the entire thing was very crowbarred in. Dickie kills his dad. Then he kills his wife. Then, you know, after thing. Patricide and
anyone that hasn't seen that's seen The Sopranos but hasn't seen The Many Saints of Newark, I'll let you know right now. You know, apparently Tony Soprano is the way he is because Dickie Moltisanti didn't pick up the phone when Tony wanted to get Rolling Rock for a party. No, that's the thing. No, literally. Tony couldn't get a hold of Dickie because he wanted to get some Rolling Rock beer for a party. And Dickie didn't pick up. So then Tony goes down to where Dickie is and he can't get in. And Silvio doesn't let him in. And he just wants to get some Rolling Rock for a party so that doesn't happen. Oh. So then Tony Soprano becomes Tony Soprano
because
he couldn't get Rolling Rock.
Devin, one time Dickie forced a speaker on him and that was devastating.
Yeah, no, Dickie forced speakers on him that he was enjoying throughout the movie and listening to music. And then Tony
was a bit much.
Hated that when he was betrayed because Dickie didn't get back to him about the Rolling Rock. I mean, fucking kill yourself. Are you kidding me? Why make this? Why did this happen? What is life? Why? It was all we had. Ugh. It was literally
all we had.
The Sopranos was the only untainted thing on Earth, and they did this.
Now, like, Boardwalk Empire is the only untainted thing.
Oh, God.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, I can't do anything with that. It's like, I like it.
I don't literally mean that, but
The Sopranos is a formative years thing where I grew up literally learning about life through watching this weird show where I'm going like, oh, wow, there, you know, via a mafia story, some guy's teaching me about human psychology and the nature of human, the human condition. And he's being very insightful in a weird way that you don't see anywhere else. Quite unique. And yeah, it's extremely insightful and in.
It's the best thing ever made.
It's the best thing ever made.
It's the fullest, richest thing ever made about life.
I think everybody.
And this doesn't take away from it, but it's going to take me a while to put The Sopranos on again because I'm going to keep. I'm going to keep thinking of all this.
There was a moment while I was watching that movie where I started to think, like, David Chase, where are you? What are you doing?
I know. Mm-hmm. I haven't read that.
I want to. You wanted to, like, hurt him. You wanted to hurt him a little bit.
I just wanted to go, David Chase. Listen, man. You made $1 billion off The Sopranos. You don't need this.
Yep. Why make
this? Have an ounce of integrity.
I honestly,
man,
thought he was the one guy in the whole world that would be like, I am never making anything Sopranos related unless it's going to be brilliant. And this was worse than the Breaking Bad movie.
This was worse than the Entourage movie. This was worse than Gotti.
It's worse than a million things.
It was worse than the Breaking Bad movie, at least.
Here's my advice to everybody out there. If you didn't see the Sopranos movie,
what was the Avengers? Didn't he show us the Avengers?
Suicide Squad.
Better.
That was better.
Suicide Squad was better.
It was better.
Well, the new Suicide Squad movie is actually good. Watch the old one.
Whatever. The old one's better.
Watch Gotti instead of this.
Gotti's better. There's so many movies that are better.
I'd rather watch a Tommy Wiseau film.
Ugh. It felt kind of like that.
Felt like Tommy Wiseau made it.
I know.
It honestly kind of felt like a Tommy Wiseau movie.
The entire movie felt like
it was shit.
It felt directed by Tommy Wiseau. It felt like that.
I'm not kidding. It felt like a kid brought in his iPhone and he started filming his friends dress up at a costume store. Like, and do impressions of The Sopranos. It felt like a kid, like, on TikTok was like, do Pauly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do Sil. Do Tony. And they're just in the aisle of a costume party store.
Oh, listen, I'm going to lose my fucking mind if we keep talking about what else.
Dude,
you got
going on? Remember when that, all right, whatever, we're going to keep talking. Remember when the car crashes into the other car and it just immediately ignites on fire?
Yeah, it just lights on fire immediately, yeah. I remember that. No, I remember that. Yeah.
Just another thing.
There's actually so many things in it.
It's like incredible.
There was an overwhelming amount
from
of
the
like
start,
of,
going
of,
through the graveyard. You're hearing like, why are we even hearing these like other?
What are these other people's voices in the graveyard? And then you hear, and then Michael Imperioli comes in, and his voiceover's like low and not even like impactful.
Here's
it doesn't
my
make any question. Sense.
I'm a ghost. You, everybody knows from The Sopranos, we have ghosts that talk.
That's my Uncle Tony. He killed me. He suffocated me.
We know that,
right?
From Kennedy and Heidi episode.
Yeah, right. So what are you saying that for? I know. There's a lot of things.
So you're up in heaven.
There's a whole lot of things that a narrator could say in The Sopranos.
No, it's like in The Sopranos, they hinted at like purgatory and stuff. And like when Pauly would go to the psychic and there was some interesting things about the afterlife. Right. But then to simply just flat out ignore all the subtle beauty of the show and flat out deliver. Oh,
you know, you could tell that they added the Michael Imperioli voiceover like later. Like the movie was probably edited, then the pandemic happened, and then they're like, well, we're gonna release this when like people can go and it's gonna be a bigger deal. And then like throughout that time they were probably like, why don't we get like Michael Imperioli's like doing a podcast about The Sopranos? Why don't we get like Michael Imperioli to be like Christopher and he'll do like a voiceover here and there? Because it's not even a consistent voiceover. It comes at the beginning and then it's gone for like an hour and a half and then it comes back for like one other stupid scene.
No,
and then that's it.
No.
They act like it's like Goodfellas, like it's like Ray Liotta, like, you know, narrating Goodfellas.
No.
Like,
in a good movie with voiceovers, they write it out in a way where it's like consistent.
Yep.
In this, no, it's just like, oh, here's Chris's ghastly voice that appears out of nowhere.
At least the hunk of shit stuck to being a hunk of shit. You know what I mean?
I fucking
It was
guess.
Like, all right, well, it's like they didn't do voiceover. Why do voiceover correctly at this point? They're like, we're doing a hunk of shit. We might as well continue doing a hunk of shit.
Yeah, I you know. Jesus Christ.
I think if the Sopranos aspect wasn't involved, I wouldn't be saying this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it would just be some like really lame mobster movie.
Because I also don't usually go to theaters to see a bad movie. If I watch a bad movie,
that would just be something you put on HBO Max.
I'd turn like, it off sucks. Or I'd forget about it. But
the fact that it's a mob,
you didn't. It's a Sopranos. One of my my favorite show ever.
It's all of our favorite things.
That's the worst movie that I've ever seen ever. Yeah, including shitty movies. Yeah,
it might be the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was a hunk of
and
shit.
It's associated with my favorite thing literally ever created. It's unbelievable.
We went to a funeral today.
It's unbelievable.
We went to a funeral today.
Devin put it very well earlier where it goes, you know you're going to a funeral, but you don't expect them to fuck the body.
Yeah. I just thought we would have to like watch like a bad thing, but I didn't realize they were gonna fondle all of my favorite things. I didn't realize they were just gonna like fucking, you know, essentially sexually assault like all of my favorite aspects of something. I honestly had heard about it, and everyone talked about how it's more about the race angle and the Newark riots. Dude, it's like barely about. It's like mostly the entire movie is just ridiculously campy, you know, incredibly like parody driven versions of Sopranos angles. It was all like wink, wink, like just cartoonish Sopranos shit. With like little to no story, who gives a shit about the black people
and the riots?
It was so glossed over and meaningless. And then they waste 20 to 30 minutes on this Italian woman that's meaningless, who's totally supposed to be like Isabella from Tony's dream sequences. Yeah. Or you know, even the Italian
Godfather 2.
The Godfather mafioso in season 2 of The Sopranos in Italy, runs the mafia in Italy.
Right.
Whatever, like that type of shit, but like meaningless, completely meaningless. Yeah. I mean, complete waste of time. Also, God damn it.
I hope I'm not don't sound like too much of a piece of shit saying this, but it's like either make like to me I'm like either make a whole movie about the race angle or it's like slightly referenced, but like you can't really, they try to go like half and half with it. It's like, no, the Sopranos would never, if you're making a mob movie about Italians, especially in that time period, if it's somewhat more modern, they'd care a little more. Tony in The Sopranos barely gives a shit about black people.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they, in that time period, even give a shit at all? What, because you played football with them, Dickie?
Yeah, like, I honestly,
what the fuck are we talking about?
It honestly doesn't make any sense that Dickie, like, treated the black people well at all.
Dickie would have killed that guy in a second.
And then they only have, like, the one scene.
Football?
And then when the Guma, like, tells him, like, you know, I fucked him, and he just says the N-word. And you're supposed to be like, oh, that's a classic 60s mobster. It's like, I don't even understand why you're doing bit. I don't even, you're like a.
What are we talking
The people
about?
In The Sopranos are racists.
Yes.
They go, you're banging a shine? Like, they're, it's like 2000, it's like 2006 in The Sopranos and they're incredibly racist. Why would this guy be like.
Horrible racist.
Doing business with whatever these guys were. And they were, the black people were remarkably uninteresting characters. They didn't do anything with them.
No.
They had like one scene.
We almost forgot. We haven't even brought this up yet. Frank White's in the movie.
Frank White is
boring
in the movie.
As shit.
Oh, and by the way, sorry. Frank White, the guy goes, Frank White goes, do you need any help with that, with the kill? I have some problems with those guys. I'll help you out.
I got to make this story interesting for 1 second. No, thanks.
What?
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, can't make it interesting.
No. Yeah, Frank White goes, do you need any help with them? I've had some problems with those mobsters. And then the guy goes like, why would you do that for me? And he goes like, because I've had some problems with them. And then he goes, all right, well, and then he calls his friend over in a mink coat, and the guy just hands him a handgun. What? And you're like, what? The guy already has guns.
Why wouldn't he be able to get a gun?
He's already a tough guy. What is you giving him a pistol, like some cosign that you're like going to help him kill him?
He's been heavily armed. He's heavily armed
the whole movie. He's not some nobody that like finally needs a gun.
You also say none of
them made no sense.
None of the parts with black people made any sense. When Dickie hands him $500, he's like, man, fuck that. And then the other guy goes like, he hands you $500. Neither part made sense.
No, it didn't make any sense.
Because I don't know what's going on.
Because the guy goes, I need 1,000. Dickie gives him 500. The guy then acts like he's grateful for the 500. Right. And you're like, but no, you're upset.
Right.
You want more.
One scene, but then remember Dickie drives up before he's going to bring Tony to a Yankee game. No, it's maybe only like $100. Maybe I got that wrong. He hands the dude money. His friend is like, but he gave you money.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, so one, why did he give you money? That's not explained. Two, why is he so upset that he even got money? That's not explained. And then another part is his friend is very excited about getting this money, and that's not explained. Mm-hmm. Nothing has any weight or makes any sense.
I couldn't even believe
a piece of shit movie.
I couldn't even believe the ending. Tony looking down at Dickie in the open in the wake
with the pinky. We did pinkies.
We did the pinky promise about nothing.
Ugh.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, Tony, grown up Tony Soprano would be like, he would be talking to Melfi. He'd be like, Michael Dickie's a fucking faggot. Fucking did a pinky swear with me, and then he fucking thought I would fucking, you know, give a shit about
there,
that. Type
I gotta
of shit.
Say, there was a split second
inappropriate moment. We didn't earn that moment. I swear to God,
Tony would be telling Melfi, be like, they fucking made a movie about me. It was a bunch of bullshit. It's a fucking bunch of lies. I don't even know. I go up to fucking Uncle Dick's fucking open casket and I do a fucking pinky promise. What am I, a fanook?
Ghost tries to do a pinky promise with me.
He goes, they made a whole fucking movie about Uncle Dick where he coaches a blind baseball team. It's fucking bullshit. Tony talking to Melfi about how bad the Many Saints of Newark
Tony
is.
Reviewing
the Many Saints in Newark. Oh my God.
They made me out to be a fucking pussy.
He goes, they made me out to be some kind of fucking ice cream fucking extorting cocksucker.
I stole every piece of cash out of that fucking ice cream truck. Silvio was in my crew in high school. We were extorting everybody.
He goes, I was a tough guy and I ran with Silvio. I don't know what this new shit is. He'd be massively confused.
There was a split.
The real Tony Soprano would be watching this movie, and then he would come to therapy, and he would be like his head would be in his hands. He would have no clue what he just saw.
We could start a whole show with Tony going to therapy, starting with like, I saw this movie about my life.
Yeah,
the way they portrayed me.
He'd be sitting there.
Pathetic.
He'd be like touching his knee.
I had a panic attack.
She'd be like, do you want to talk about anything today? And he'd be like, no, nothing at all.
They made me look like a pussy.
No reason. And then she'd go like, I saw a movie in theaters, The Many Saints of Newark.
You saw that, hunk?
She goes, we don't want to talk about that. She goes, it was interesting.
She talks about it like she has to report it to the FBI.
Like it's a RICO. It's part of the RICO case.
You know, I saw this movie and, you know, my training tells me I have to report. He goes, no, we just had coffee. No, I didn't watch that movie. I didn't go to the AMC. We just had coffee.
Oh, God.
It's horrible. It is fucking horrible.
You go, whole fucking movie, blaming me for killing Christopher. Whole fucking movie.
Oh, it sucked.
It was,
what are you ordering? You ordering more booze, Joey?
Oh, I'm trying to.
Postmates.
Why are you? What is with you in Postmates? You can't figure it out every weekend we're here.
It's a well, Postmates.
They're like banning you. You're like shadow banned on Postmates. Joey can't get any likes on Postmates.
That ban is real.
Joey's like, my profile on Postmates, I'm trying to make videos and they won't get viewed.
Shadow banned.
Well, no, it's
everywhere.
Actually a big problem.
It's because you didn't pay a $2 tip.
No.
Yeah, last weekend you couldn't order anything because you just refused to pay this like outstanding $2 amount.
First of all, that's
not
fake.
True.
I always tip.
Fake news? That's what it said last week.
No, I always tip huge.
No, Richie, I mean, and Joey always tips. I'm saying last week Joey couldn't figure out how to order more because it kept being blank.
Well, no.
And he handed it to me and I was J-Lo, like, it says you need to pay $2.
J-Lo found out what happened. Apparently on Postmates, you have to get a meal legally to get booze.
Oh.
So now I'm trying to find a place that has, I'll order a meal just to get the booze. But so anyways, go on.
What do we even do?
Tonight was a rough one, folks. It was a real rough one, you know?
I'm sorry if this is depressing to you.
I think it's still been entertaining. I mean, everyone's watching this thing, man. I mean, everyone's got HBO. Everyone knows The Sopranos. Everyone's like confused.
If you're not watching it, you're a loser.
By the way, weed is also on its way.
You got weed.
Weed is on its way right now.
Dude, honestly, order some fentanyl.
Joey's like a huge stoner now.
When I was in the movie, I was like, I would love to do fentanyl right now.
I just didn't want to be there. I didn't want to see it. In my normal life, I would have just ignored it. I would have just not watched it and just forgotten all about it.
Look at this. Look at Joe. But I don't know. He's getting a little aggressive right now, but
it's love.
It's nice. It's love. It's love. We're all trying to deal with what we went through.
The only
today.
Beautiful moment in the whole movie is the Frank Sinatra, Nancy Sinatra duo.
I'm always getting accused.
You made me a cheeseburger. And she's like, oh.
Yeah, why was Livia not, like, what was the point of that scene where Livia was, like, really cool? I was like, Livia kicks ass. I was like, what is Tony? I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, what has Tony been complaining about the whole Sopranos? Livia's like, I made you a cheeseburger. I'm going into the city. Yeah. Livia looks good.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I know this sounds crazy, but in the 60s or 50s or even 40s or even 30s, I don't believe that all mothers were just like, no cheeseburgers, only mortadella sandwiches. What was that? Like,
what do you mean? She makes him a cheeseburger, though.
No, I know. She says, like, I know I only make you mortadella sandwiches, but, like, here's something different. He's like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Right, right. Here's a cheeseburger.
You made a cheeseburger yeah. Like you care.
Right.
What? Like, they just made dinner. They just made food. They had deli cuts. Turkey, I think, was readily available.
You know, that's another thing in the movie.
In the 20s, in the 30s. I don't think this was like a crazy idea.
Another thing the movie did nothing with was the fact that The Sopranos is so food-based. And there's
right.
like maybe three food references in the whole.
Yeah, it's
there's
like
a shot of like pork chops or something.
Right,
and
right.
then there's the pork chop like, you want applesauce? And then.
Yeah, there's the sausage when the Guma's feeding it to Dickie.
And the sausage, yeah.
And the pasta when he's like, she's feeding. It's yeah. like mainly the Guma.
Which, let's keep in mind, remember that every single waking second of Dickie with that Italian woman is completely meaningless, and doesn't matter in any way, shape, or form. And that any time you're watching that on screen, you are wasting your life. Yeah. Your life is being wasted away.
There's
watching
no storyline.
Completely meaningless distraction, bullshit storyline
to nothing. About nothing. For nothing.
Yes.
That means nothing.
Well, David Chase always says The Sopranos is a show about nothing, and that's not true, but he made a movie about nothing.
He surely did.
And I don't know, man. We have to... We'll regroup from here. We'll just have to move forward the best we can, and I want to send positive vibes and love to everyone out there that has yet to watch it, but is going to, and is going to... If you have any fucking wits about you, you will feel the same way as us. If you've ever given a shit about The Sopranos in any way, if it's ever been a special thing to you, you will watch this movie, and unless you were on insane amounts of lithium and Prozac, like Tony, I really can't imagine anyone that has any you know, mild brain function thinking this is even, you know, watchable.
If you disagree, post your address and we'll come kill you.
Yeah, if you think The Many Saints of Newark is, like, good, let me know where you live. Let us know where you live. No,
really. I'll fight you in a cage.
I'll kill you.
I won't.
That's satire. I'm protected by satire law.
I will.
But I'll kill you.
I'm always being accused.
Oh, God, that voice.
I'm always being accused.
Drink some Gandoltinis, Michael.
Uncle Junior's like, Uncle Junior every saying is just like, guys, I'm Uncle June.
No, every scene he's like, what the fuck?
What is this? Oh my God.
I fucking slipped.
What is the scene where Paulie's doing his nails? Did you catch that? Is he painting his nails? What the fuck is that?
They're at a big dinner.
He's like a young guy.
Paulie is like, okay, yeah, we all know Paulie cares about hygiene and stuff.
Yeah.
That's one of his biggest things.
Yeah, the shoelaces getting dirty.
That's one of his biggest things. Never in a million years
would he be caught dead doing something that gay.
As an unknown mobster?
He's an unknown mobster and he's putting on like nail polish. And then he holds the pepper shaker without touching it with his nails because he's... I don't know. He's
Paulie.
Paulie Walnuts, played by Paulie Walnuts, played by Adam Lambert from American Idol.
I mean, this is the most insane thing ever. Paulie, we know he has a hygiene issue. He's not a cuck. He's not going to be sitting there in public being a guy like this, man.
It's, I know. Just,
whatever.
Let's just end this. We're going to fucking blow our brains out.
This is the Many Saints in Newark ep.
Let's watch some audits.
Fucking who cares? The only thing that hasn't been tainted is you know, real life YouTube videos where it's a guy that sometimes you just go down to the fucking warehouse.
Like a hunkling post offices.
You just go down to a post office, cause them havoc. You can't taint that. Everything that you've ever loved will be ruined, okay? Aww. Or they will die in a fucking helicopter crash. Anyway, no, we like to have fun here. God bless.
Not again.